right. I don't know if it's Cohen Meander or business here, but I will tell you that I'm thinking about it's probably going to be a booklet, and it's going to encapsulate several of the concepts that I've talked about in relation to exaltation, which is what this is about. And I've decided to call it the unpublishable recipe of Guido the God. It was quite a while ago when I came up with the fact that I think there are enough similarities between Don Corleone from The Godfather and our Heavenly Father that it is useful to view God in this way. And so So you look at it that way. The fact that, you know, for Sicilians, family is everything. But that you can get yourself ejected from the family if you walk away from it. You decide it's not for you, it's like, okay, get out. Pull yourself together, you can come back, but not until then. And you want to do everything with God with kind of a Sicilian accent, so that people kind of understand what's going on. And it's not about going around to gangland, slaying, crap like that. Being out is being out, not, you know, getting yourself thrown out of the family is, or basically ejecting yourself from the family, which is what happens. Well, you got Satan. We need to come up with a good name for Satan, Rocco, or whoever, or Lucifer. Became Satan, you know. And the centrality of the kitchen is always a big thing in life. Mother makes everything work, you know. She's cooking and she's making it happen. The cooking is central. And then the meetings around the kitchen table. People that are going to get the business. Children that are going to get the business. The children who have not proven themselves yet. And if they never do, they never do. Some of them will choose to stay associated with the family, but not make the ultimate, I don't know if they're sacrifices, you can call them sacrifices. Set out to do things and to build up trust. I trust you. I trust you to do these things. They said, these are all good things. So you're kind of compiling it down as something like a recipe. And you gotta do things right. You can't make up your own stuff. The girls in the kitchen, learning from mom, from mama. In fact, if you marry one of Guido's girls, better treat her right. better treat her good. You're accountable to Guido for your behavior toward his girls. That's all. You know, and all these things, right? Baptism, going to temple often, covenants you make with God, living up to them. You know, the further you go, the more is expected of you, the more that's entrusted to you. The knowledge that you have that one of your numbers finally made it, who's risen in stature to be the same stature as Guido. He's a God on his own. He's a God of his own. Trusted, powerful, able to make good on his promises. That's another big thing, you know, it has to do with that. And to put it in these kinds of terms, and to tell people this is the way it kind of goes, and I, you know, you hope it resonates, but for the largest, for the largest part, these are the things. Anyway, so, yeah, I think I'm going to work on this as a project, and one to be published and put out there. Hey, stay in your damn lane, you idiot! Wow, man. That guy wasn't even paying attention. That woke him up. All right, so, and that all that I've read lately has been about God being a tough customer. You don't want to mess with him. You don't want to dilly-dally with him. You don't want to look at him in some kind of less than God-like way. You know, God is going to do things. God already has done things, and he will do them again. Don't think for a minute that God has changed into some mealy mouth, oh please do these things because they're good things to do. So no. Says he continues to be a God of commands. If you don't live up to him, well, you know, whatever. Says you don't get the good assignments. If you come back and say, hey, why don't I get good assignments? It's obvious. It's obvious. You haven't shown me that I can trust you. You haven't shown it to me. You turn around, you can straighten up. Do you want something to do? That means even when I put you down in the doghouse and don't treat you very well, what are you going to do? Are you going to do what I say, what I've said? That's the important thing. Pull it together. Become the kind of person I want you to be. There's rebellion. Throwing you out. You're out. You're out of the house. And the domain, the realm, that can happen to you. If that's the way you want it to be. As simple as that. Laptop. Uh-oh. It's just not, well, there it is. Okay. So. That's the way it goes. It's like, oh, get out. And let me tell you, Mama's the real tough customer. Crap in her kitchen, She'll slap you around. Father's kind of, I don't know if he's more even-handed. And you go, is she more emotional? Maybe. Father says, it's mother's domain, that kitchen. And it is the center. It's the heart. It's always what women are always are. And you take care of the heart. You take care of the heart all around. You can call it the divine feminine if you like. That's a good thing. God is some kind of gelatinous goo. That God doesn't even really exist, you could say. That's easy. Don't hold truck with rebels. All of a sudden, they're just gone. And you go, wow, what happened? And you go, they messed with Guido. And this thing doesn't have to be, you can say up front, it's just a recipe that just works. It says, I don't know if all the, if everything presented is really, you know, is honest. Says, but it's a way of looking at it that works well. That works well. It has a better chance of getting you to exaltation. It has every way to get you to exaltation. And you look at it that way, and it touches you. Don't want it? Fine. Get out of the kitchen. Betters have something, have work to do. Can you join the group? Sure. You gotta make the covenants. You gotta live up to them. That's why it's a recipe. It says it'll come out. It'll come out every time if you follow the recipe. If you don't follow the recipe, won't come out. You're on your own. In a modern world. It's da, 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 da. Well, there's not much more to say about it. So I don't imagine it'll be a very big thing. It ends up being lessons from Guido, man, almost. That's what Jesus' parables and the things he taught were lessons from Guido. So, there you go. The unpublishable recipe of Guido the God. And put a cheap price on it. Intend to sell it bulk. Go for it. All right. Well, that's all I got for that one. Talk to you later.